Hello and welcome to episode 558 of Contending at the Water Cooler. I'm your host, Megan McLaughlin, and I'm joined by just one M tonight. M, introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Joey Moser. You can find me on Twitter, JoeyMoser83.
Clarence is resting from his 4th of July festivities. He's just overdid it, completely overdid it.
No. We all know he was at Taylor Swift's wedding.
Yes, guys, we didn't want to tell you guys this way.
Sorry to spill your tea, Clarence.
Yes, he was there. He partied with George Clooney and who else was there that I was like, they made the cut? The guy from Train.
That is so
He was
random.
invited, Pat Moynihan.
Oh my God.
Come on. Yes, Clarence partied with Pat Moynihan and sang, I need a sign to let you know you're here. Okay, but that's not why you came to this podcast. Okay, so it's the night before Emmy
There's
nom.
one person who's like, I did.
Thank you. So it's the night before Emmy noms, and we're at the mic, excited to see what everyone likes. Will it be Hacks, Widow's Bay, or The Pit? Or will the Academy not give a shit? So that's I like I'm the only one who laughs at my own things, but I did that just for you. I wrote that just for you. So yes, we're going over the Emmy predictions, the 2026 Emmys. They come out July 8th. So we're going to go through every category. And if you haven't seen our predictions, you should go to the website, thecontending.com. I don't know how else you found us if you found us here, but that's where.
Purely by accident.
Yeah, purely by accident. Maybe you came to hear me sing Train songs. I know that's what a lot of people want, but that's a different podcast. But anyway, so let's just jump into any overarching predictions that you wanted to make before we jump into all of this.
I think there's been some general talk about how the Emmys feel. And I feel like not the Emmys themselves, their feelings. I mean, the season as a whole. I don't know if you would agree with this, but I think that this season has felt a little like chill.
Yes.
And I do feel like I feel like the nominations may this I could be wrong, but it feels like the nominations have the potential to be way more exciting than who we think is going to win.
Yes, I do think that, like, well, I think right now we're all probably thinking Hacks is going to win a comedy, Pitt's going to win drama, and then probably Love Story wins limited series. But we're not exactly sure, like, how much did they love Love Story? And is Widow's Bay actually a bigger threat to comedy than we think? I do think the Pitt's pretty solid in its drama.
Me too.
Rain.
Even if it doesn't lead, this is not the Oscars, people. The leader of the nominations doesn't always win.
Right.
Like Severance led the nominations last year, and I was like a little some of the people online, they were like, well, it's over. Severance is gonna win. I was like, are you guys like crazy? Like even the people that like predicted Severance all the way to the end, and I kept seeing like, well, it has the most nominations. And I was like,
Right. The Emmys are not the Oscars. I think that's the
no.
number one thing people
No, no,
should
no, no,
realize.
no.
And also there are always things that just show up, like random things that show up that I'm kind of excited to see. And I do think that you're right. There's probably some potential. I think the surprises in the nominations are going to be the most exciting thing.
Yeah.
So yeah, let's jump into drama series. So how should we do this? Should we just read off what each of us predicted?
Sure, let's hold on, let me pull it up. prepared. Hashtag prepared. It's a drama series.
Yeah, drama series. So you and I, well, we could just go through like what you and I have, I guess. And
yeah, we can see if there's pretty much like any trends.
Yeah. You and I both have a Knight of the Seven Kingdoms. I didn't realize that's what it was called.
Well, it doesn't help that there's more than one Game of Thrones show.
Yes. And this is the one that's like lighthearted, right?
Yes.
Okay. You and I both have that. You and I both, actually, you and I have both the same, the
We
exact
have the same
same.
prediction.
Yes. So we have Paradise, Pluribus, Slow Horses, Stranger Things, Task, The Diplomat, and The Pit.
Yeah.
I see that, what else? Some people
Like
have, Jalal has New
Ben has
Testament.
Fallout.
Yeah, Ben has Fallout, which I feel like that was just such a muted, like, season two. I feel like I barely knew anything about it, and I really liked
Yeah.
season one. So, I don't know. There's some, you never know. Maybe people will just check it off having only seen season one, or maybe they were, there is a huge base for season two. But, yeah, that's kind of our, okay, so the Pit's probably going to win this category. But who would you say is the, like, the dark horse? If there
I
is
mean,
one.
I feel like, I mean, I guess the general consensus is that it's Pluribus. But if I could offer a slight alternative to that, and I think Slow Horses has actually, it won what, directing last year? That was a big surprise.
Oh, yeah, that's great.
It won writing the year before. It doesn't have the buzz of a Pit, of a
Right.
Pluribus, of a even a Task, I would say. It's just a very solid show, but people really love it. So I would think that is a little higher on other people's predictions. I think that's higher in like the winners ranking than other people might think. I guess pivoting to a different question, if one of these shows fell out, what do you think would fall out and what would take its place? Because my theory would be, I feel like also that had a good job la or a decent run last season was Paradise. But I
Yes.
feel like Paradise season two was also a little muted.
Yes.
And I really wanted to predict the Gilded Age just
Yes.
because it showed up in season two. Season three, I think collectively everybody thought was the best season of the three. And it bums me out. I don't have it predicted in a lot of places because it didn't do well in the fall Guild season. It didn't show up at Golden Globes, it didn't show up at SAG. I'm hoping I'm wrong, but I feel like if I would swap somebody out, I would knock out Paradise and put in Gilded Age.
I
Thoughts?
was thinking that for the Gilded Age, only with Stranger Things. That was kind of my thought. Because I feel
Mean
like,
knock out Stranger Things?
yes.
Okay.
Because I feel like Stranger Things did come and go, but nobody was like, wow, that was amazing. You know what I mean? It was just kind of like, okay,
Same.
it's over. So
I don't know. I feel like
maybe I'm wrong.
I feel a little solid in predicting it because I feel like it has been nominated every year. Let me pull it up.
I think you're right.
Someone is screaming.
Calm down.
Calm down. There's one person. You're very pretty. I gotta scroll all the way down. Jesus Christ. This was an endeavor that I didn't need to
Okay, well,
start.
while you do
I'll
that,
look it up. Okay.
okay. I'm going to move on to lead actor in a drama series. Let's see, you and I do not have the same ones this time. Okay. So we both have Gary Oldman for Slow Horses.
Yes.
You have Jon Hamm for Your Friends and Neighbors.
That was a whim.
Okay, I love a whim. So does David. So does Jalal. I think Ben and I are the only ones who don't have Jon Hamm. Mark
Ham.
Ruffalo for Task, we both have. Noah Wyle for The Pit, we both have. Sterling K. Brown for Paradise, we both have. And then Ben and I both went with Walton Goggins for Fallout. So, I
Okay.
don't know. You could be right. I just feel like nobody talks about Jon Hamm on Your Friends and Neighbors other than that meme. And I do feel like Walton Goggins just has general goodwill, like, around him, even though he's got some weird stuff. But
Yeah.
he
I'm
also, though,
checking
maybe
IMDb.
last year I'm an idiot. Last year I was saying that I don't know if he's got any goodwill because of all the White Lotus stuff that happened. So, I don't know. I also think David has a really good pick in Landman for Billy Bob Thornton. That is a really good
That's
dark
good.
horse. Yeah. Like, I almost went with that, but I also wasn't sure how many people watch Landman, which is a fun show, but. Yeah, who do you think? I think it's kind of that fifth slot is either Jon Hamm, Billy Bob, or Walton, pretty much.
So white.
Yes. Why gotta be so white?
Because racism.
Because it's lead actor.
Because lead actor. Confirming every season of Stranger Things has been nominated for drama series.
Okay.
Actually, in the last two seasons, in 2020 and 2022, the only above the line thing it got was outstanding drama series. It got like, it got, creative arts Emmy stuff. Like, it got
Yeah.
like stunt coordination, visual effects, sound, all
Nice.
that stuff. But the only thing on the main show was drama series. So, some son of a bitch loved it. I don't
Let's move into lead actress in a drama series, unless you had anything else to say about drama
I
actor.
would much rather talk about women than talk about men.
Yeah, me
Oddly.
too. Yeah, that is weird.
It is weird.
So you, this was a tough one because you have Carrie Coon, which I did think about putting her in there. Ultimately, I went with Chase Infinity, for the
He's good
testing.
on that show. That show is good. I'm a little sad that that show isn't a little bit more of a sure thing. The first season is really solid. The direction's
Yeah.
good.
Well, I think it's just that, like, we're handmaids out. Like, we're just tired. Like, we're living handmaids now. Like, I'm like fitting tomorrow for my.
It is a little it's a little The Handmaid's Tale, the new class, because it is
Yes.
younger people.
Oh, wait,
Like,
but I'm old, so.
well, you don't watch it, so there we are. So I actually, of this group, Chase Infinity is a good pick. I almost
Oh, I
picked
thought
her,
you
but
meant I was going to be in the Handmaid's Tale, the new
oh,
class.
sure,
Yeah.
you could be a. Do you not want to be a handmaid? You could be
I want to be
a.
like Mr. Belding, who just sticks around for all the seasons, or Screech.
Only if you shave your head.
Oh,
So
does
we
that
both have, between you and me, we both have Kathy Bates, Carrie Russell, Rhea Seehorn, and Zendaya.
Yes.
Now, I almost didn't pick Carrie Coon. This is sort of like my wishful thinking thing because I love
Okay.
the Gilded Age so much. I think I don't, because Christine Baranski is running in lead this year. I think that was a mistake. So none of, I don't think any of the women are going to come in from the Gilded Age. So my hope is Carrie Coon, because she you leave with her at the end of season three. Her face is like this because she thinks her husband's leaving her.
You do that
And but
again one more time.
but it comes, I'm a little surprised that more people on the team don't have Michelle Pfeiffer.
Well, I think they might pick her in another spot.
I know, but I feel like I've heard so many people like, she's gonna get two. But also
I
part of me is also just like, that's still a Taylor
it's a
Sheridan
yeah, it's
show.
what I think. It's a Taylor Sheridan show. I just can't. Not that I don't want to, but I just can't.
Do you think Zendaya is a lock?
I
Even though
think she
people
could
hate
be
that
the
show.
only nomination for that show.
Oh
Yeah.
no.
Yeah. I could see that. I mean, they
That's
just
fine.
love her. And I just watched the drama and I thought she was really good in it.
Did you like the
Even
drama?
I liked it. I just felt like I kind of wanted to just be like, get over it. Just like, get over it. Like, you're all much worse people than her. Like, get over it. And if you
Little
haven't
bad.
seen it, go see it and you'll know what it is referring to.
Is it streaming yet?
I had to buy it. It was on
Nice.
Amazon, I think.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. I am surprised. I mean, I don't know. I think Michelle Pfeiffer has the Taylor Sheridan thing that's kind of against her.
Yeah. Okay.
But yeah. Any other thoughts before we move on to the next one?
I don't know if this is necessarily a talking point for this category, but because we're going to talk about it in a minute when we get to supporting actress, do you think that Kathryn Lanassa should have run as lead? for the pit. Jason thinks she should have,
Yes, I think she should have,
because
and I think she would have won.
he said of anybody on that show, she is the female lead.
Yeah. And I
And I
think
would.
she could beat Rhea Seehorn, even though I think Rhea Seehorn is the one to beat in this category.
Ooh,
Unless
I disagree.
you think it's
I think
Kerry
it's.
Russell.
I do.
Interesting.
People watch that show.
Yeah,
People
that's why I
like.
also wondered if that was a dark horse for drama series.
Be crazy.
That would be
Would
crazy.
be crazy.
But you might be right. Okay, so let's go to supporting actor in a drama series. Okay, let's see. You and I think we did this. No, we did that. Okay. So you and Jalal had the same. You and I both think Billy Crudup is in.
Yeah.
I heard people were saying he might win too, which I'm like, I've watched his like big episodes and I'm just kind of like, he's great, but it's just I don't know. It's a weird season. And I love that show. I've unapologetically like defended that show to the death, but I didn't
A
love
little surprised with how wackadoo it is that it hasn't, like, I don't see anyone predicting it this year. This would be like the first year that it really kind of drops
it.
down.
Yeah. And but he gets in, which is funny. Because I
Which would
find
be
his character
hilarious.
so annoying. He's great, but his character is so annoying.
Of course.
So then we all have Billy Crudup. Some of you, Ben and Jalal have Carlos Manuel Vesga. Is that his name? From
Yes.
Pluribus. He is very good on that. I have David Harbour. I'm the only one who picked David Harbour. But I have a reason behind it that I'll get to later.
Okay.
Okay. I did not pick Jaren Howell for the pit.
Why?
Or Garen Howell. I don't know. I just feel like he could get lost in the shuffle. And if Sean Hadasi, if Sean Hadasi weren't in this category, I would probably pick him. But I
That's a
think
good
because
point.
there's Patrick Ball and Sean Hadasi, I just don't know if they'll make that connection too. But so yeah,
You don't think they're gonna be like the
I don't know. I
that.
don't know. I don't know. That's kind of my thought. I thought that okay, my reasoning with David Harbour is that maybe they really love DTF St. Louis and they are like, we like you again. Let's give you this too for the last Stranger Things. I don't know.
You know how many gay men that I know would be very happy if he got two Emmy nominations?
Really?
Oh, the gays. I mean, a lot of the gays that I know think he is so sexy.
And then all the straight women I know hate him. So it's the battle of the
I
straight
mean,
women and the gay men, I
I never
guess.
said gay men had taste.
I never said straight women have taste
That's
either.
funny.
So we've got
Cheers. Cheers to that.
cheers.
Okay.
Let me get my water. Cheers. So we've
Sorry.
got all of us have Jack Loudon.
Yeah.
Ben has Jacob Elordi, bless his heart.
Bless his heart. Sorry,
Okay,
Ben.
I have James Marsden. David and Frank have James Marsden. You did not pick James Marsden.
No.
Why not?
I don't know.
I'm like, well, why not? We
That
also
is what,
have.
you know how, okay, there are all these shows that, like, I don't watch everything. I try to, but it's hard. And it's one of those shows, like, I don't watch Paradise. I don't watch.
I don't like Paradise. I tried watching it. I just wasn't into it.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't, I honestly just haven't tried. I don't know why I haven't, because I love all the people on it. Love James
I
Marsden,
love the
love
people on
Sterling
it
K.
too.
Brown.
Because I knew the twist so soon, it was just like whatever, like for me.
It's one of those, like, I haven't seen Pluribus either, but everyone is talking about that gentleman who is, I've seen so many people do interviews with him. I
Yeah.
think Ben did an interview with him, I think.
I think he did too,
So
yeah.
I think I just went with it because it's one of the hot new shows, so I went with it and I heard he's really good on it, so ta-da.
Okay. We all have Patrick Ball. We all have, oh, but no, Ben does not have Sean Hadasi. And if he were here, I would be like, why?
Why?
Why? But we all
Let's
have
call
Tom
it.
Palfrey Task, which I do think it's between. I think it's Tom Palfrey or Sean Hadasi. for this for if they get nominated. I mean, I think they're gonna get nominated, but I think it's between those two.
I might go with, if I had to pick a winner right now, I might just go with Patrick Ball.
I would love that too. I
He's
worry he
great.
gets lost in the show. Not but he not that he, his character does, but I worry that people will forget. I don't know. I just but
But
then
he
maybe they
has
can't forget.
a lot of his big stuff is with Noah Wyle
Yes.
because they're very like the whole season.
Right.
So I think Garen Howell is, if I would take anybody out from the pit, I would take him out before I take Sean Hennessy out.
Yeah.
I didn't actually have Garen Powell in before, but then I was like, oh wait, I was like, I need seven people. and I didn't like any of the other alternatives, so I went with him. So I was like, this could be a pit fever, whatever.
Yeah.
Why not?
Okay, let's move into supporting actors in a drama series. We are all over the place with this one.
Yeah.
So Frank and I picked Allison Janney for The Diplomat. You did it, even though you just said you think people like The Diplomat and watch it.
Well, she didn't get nominated last year, so that's why.
You have Anne Dowd. You and Jalal have Anne Dowd for The Testaments.
That is a Hail Mary. Hail Mary.
Ben and David have Amelia Jones for Task, which that very much could happen. Ben and Frank have Fiona Dourif from The Pit. I would love to see that. I would love to see all
I
the
love
Pit
her.
women, but I don't know how it's gonna all shake out. You, me, and Jalal have Issa Briones for The Pit.
I'm a little
Okay.
obsessed with her.
Yeah, I know you are. Yeah, I know.
Yes.
Julianne Nicholson, we all have her for Paradise. We all have Carolina Wydra for Pluribus. We all have Catherine Lanassa for The Pit. David has Marisa Abella for Industry. We all have Sepideh Mophi for The Pit, and we all have Taylor Dearden for The Pit. I mean, there are a lot of Pit women. Do you think that Catherine Lanassa can pull out a win here? She probably should have gone with
Do.
lead because I do think Carolina Wydra is one that people really like, and she really pops on that show.
I think Castle Lanasa can still win. I really love it were if honestly if it were up to me, like if it was between these women that we are all loving from the pit. I love Issa Briones, but I like some of the stuff that she got to do last season a little more. But she's great as always. But I think I would vote for Sepideh
Yeah.
Mophi. I think she has, there's something about her, the way she built that character that I think is really cool. Her physicality. I was obsessed with how she walks into her room and asks people questions. The way she like stands when she does it, like she the way she like puts her hands in a certain way, and the way I don't know. She's basically really calm the entire season until you see what kind of happens
Yeah.
at the end of season two. I like her in general. So she would probably get my vote other than Catherine Lanasa. That was a
Yeah.
long-winded answer to your question, but there we are.
No, I think you're right. I think she's kind of a dark horse. I think Carolina Wydra is too.
I need to watch Pluribus.
Yeah. Okay, let's move into directing in a drama series. Oh man,
Let's
this is.
just okay, so
Let's
let's
just,
just
yeah. We don't have to go through it all.
I think we both have. Oh, this is a long list.
Yes.
I knew when I was making up the spreadsheet, I was like, ooh, everyone's gonna hate this. But I started and I was like, I'm committed. I gotta do it now.
I have all the, like, almost all the Pit episodes, I think I predicted, because I do feel like they're going to go crazy about the direction. And then I have Pluribus. We as Us, which I believe is the pilot, and then Stranger Things, just as a like, we like you. I think I was the only one
Yeah.
with Stranger Things.
I don't think Stranger Things is a bad call at all, to be honest, though, because there have to be people who are going to be like, we really, they like the bigness of it, the ambition of it. There are people they stuck the landing. There are people like that. So wait, I went with, well, I'm the only one who went with the Knight of Seven Kingdoms. Way to get that wrong, Joey. I also have Wheezus from Pluribus.
Slow Horses is a good pick.
I have Slow Horses. I'm also surprised you didn't pick that. And
You're the
then
diplomat.
I was flying blind at a certain point. Well, it's also just like I only went with two episodes of the Pit. There's some of the episodes later in the season, but I kind of wanted to pick the TPM show.
I also looked at the names, like Noah Wyle directed one, Sean Hannessy directed one, so I thought that they would be included in that. So I ended up just going with all of them. I wasn't going to, but
I'm gonna pull up the ballot because I want to pull up the writing ballot because I'm pretty sure I want to see if Noah Wyle. I thought he wrote one.
I think he did too. I think you're right.
Let's see.
But it's a good segue into writing in a drama series, which we can just kind of go through this. All of us have slow horses.
Oh, he wrote the nine. The 9 a.m. episode. Sorry,
Yeah.
sorry. Go on.
All of us have 12 p.m. The Pit. So those are the ones that we all have. And then Task seems to be one that we're mostly agreed upon, except for Frank. And then The Pit 2 p.m. most of us are agreed upon, except Frank and David. David has the testaments. You don't have the diplomat. We all mostly have tasks. Did I mention that?
Yes, hold on, let me pull
Okay.
it up. Let
Sorry.
me pull it up. I kind of wish I would have put the Gilded Age in there because it's written by Julian Fellowes. I don't know why I didn't put that in there. That was silly. I think I didn't pick the Diplomat because hold on. Emmy. Drama. I want to say I didn't pick it because it wasn't nominated last year. Not saying that that doesn't mean anything. It's not like they can't pick something,
Right.
but. Da, da, da. Sorry, my cat is. Yeah, it was Andor won writing. The Pit was nominated for two. Then Severance, Slow Horses, and White Lotus were all nominated. And The Diplomat actually has never gotten a writing nomination.
Well, maybe I was stupid to pick
But
that.
I mean, this could be the first year. I mean, if it's growing in popularity, it could totally do it.
Right. Okay, let's jump to comedy series to keep this
Ha
going
ha
because I
ha.
don't think we can come to any consensus on that one, other than the Pits
No.
will be nominated for something. And I
There's,
think
yeah.
Pluribus will too. And maybe Task. Okay, comedy series. Let's see. I think you and I are aligned. Abbott Elementary,
We are.
Hacks, Margo's Got Money Troubles, Only Murders in the Building, Rooster Shrinking, The Comeback, and Widow's Bay.
I gotta ask you, I almost didn't have. It came down to, I was like, I definitely think it's Hacks. I definitely think it's Abbott. I definitely think it's Shrinking, Widow's Bay. I'm keeping Only Murders in there, even though it fell hard last year from nominations, and this new season was a little muted in terms of reaction. I will say, I say that as a giant fan. I think Margo's Got Money Trouble is in. So that's six. And then I was like, okay, I have two slots for three shows. And I was like, is it The Comeback, Rooster, or The Bear? And I ultimately went with, and I think maybe this is, you can tell me if this is your logic too. I know, okay, I don't know if The Bear is ever going to fall out. I
Right.
don't ever know that. That's like sort of the same thing. Like when something has a bad season and people think it falls out of favor, sometimes we're completely wrong and there are those people that love the show. But I felt almost morally obligated to put in The Comeback. It's about the industry,
Right.
all that stuff. But then at the same time, I know that Rooster was really watched. Like it was like I say quote unquote regular people show, like people in the real world watch it.
Normies, we call them.
Normies, you know. What an elitist. I think that Steve Carell has a chance of winning an Emmy for Rooster, I feel like the show should probably be nominated too.
Yeah, I could see that.
That's kind of my logic with that.
I think if anything falls out, it would be maybe only Murders in the Building, and then the bear would get in. I don't think Nobody Wants This will get in at all. I feel like
I don't either.
people really turned on that show.
That was another thing where it's just, I didn't hear anyone talking about it.
I heard only
Nobody.
bad things, only bad things. Like, people who love the first season were like, I can't believe this is the second season. And even I was put off by the first episode because that was not what, like, first episode, the last episode of the first season was that, he doesn't care that he's a rabbi and he doesn't care that. And then it kind of like takes back all of that momentum with the first episode that, like, oh, wait, he misunderstood and thought she was still going to be converting. And it's like, no, that was not what happened at the end of the season. So it kind of backed itself into a corner a little bit. I don't know, but
Sure.
it didn't work. So I actually didn't keep watching it, unfortunately. But
I know how much you love that
I
show,
love
though, the
that
first.
show, yeah.
Yeah.
But
I think it would be really kind of. Hold on, let me pull up the list again. I think it would be kind of crazy if. Hold on. I'm going through networks in my head. I mean, it's not like Netflix hasn't been nominated in comedy series before, like 2023, it did not have. No, that's a lie. Wednesday was nominated. 2024, they did not have a comedy series in there, and they didn't have one in 2022. Oh God, the Kaminsky Method. You remember that?
oh, yeah.
Kaminsky Method, Dead to Me, Russian Doll was nominated. Kimmy Schmidt, Glow. Kimmy Schmidt again, Master of None was nominated. I think it's kind of nuts that Netflix may not have someone in here.
Yeah.
I do, I mean, their big main players are Nobody Wants This, Wednesday, and Big Mistakes. And I think Big Mistakes may grow in season two. I don't think Wednesday is going to get nominated.
No.
I don't know. I think Nobody Wants This could pick up a nomination here or there. I just don't think it's going to happen.
Right, I agree.
Sorry, I keep going on tangents, but here we are.
No, it's okay. Let's go into lead actor in a comedy series. I know that speaking of the devil, Frank Avella, our own, is predicting Adam Brody for Nobody Wants This. I actually think so many people turned on that character that I just don't know if they would do that. But you and I almost aligned. I went with my gut on my heart on one that I'll
Oh,
say.
Tim Robinson.
Yeah, we all have Jason Segel for Shrinking. I think that's a gimme. You picked Jeremy Allen White, which is smart. I probably should have picked him, but I will clear up why I didn't. Only Martin Short, Only Murders, Matthew Reese, Widow's Bay, Steve Carell, Rooster, you and I both have that. Ben has Steve Martin, so does David. And then Frank and I have Tim Robinson for the Chair Company. And I do think he has that goodwill from the television. Oh, he just got didn't he get a Gotham nomination? And he got like a
Did he get
he's,
TCA?
I think he got a TCA too, yeah. So that's kind of some goodwill.
That's
Also, he has
crazy.
won Emmys before. And it would be a crime that he is so comedic, but also like talk about being comedic and dramatic on this show because it is like a film noir type of show about he wasn't knowing what happens to his chair. But he's so funny and he does comedy really well. with like a dramatic touch of like a, he's not just being a goofball. So I kind of went with that because of the goodwill from those other nominations and hoping that that kind of keeps going.
Oh wait, Sarah Schneider works on the chair company? I didn't know that. Sarah Schneider is one of the co-creators of the other two.
Oh, did you watch the Chair Company?
No,
No.
no. I always feel like sometimes I really want to watch it. I want to watch that. I want to watch a bunch of things, but it feels like some of the so, that show, what I've seen, I think is really funny, but it's also at the same time, I get I don't want to say uncomfortable, that's not the right word, but it's sort of like I don't, in a weird way, I almost don't know. I was like, I don't know if I can commit to being invested in what this sort of like high wire comedy is doing. It makes me almost anxious. But I really want to watch it, especially because I know how
You
many
should give it
people
a
love it.
shot.
I should.
I hopefully he makes it in. That would be great. That's my like ultimate wish. Let's go to lead actress in a comedy series. I think you and I almost aligned on this. So we
Let's
have
see.
Elle Fanning, Jean Smart for Hacks, Elle Fanning for Marvel's Got Money Troubles. I have Kate Hudson for Running Point. You have Kristen Bell for Nobody Wants This. We all have Lisa Kudrow for The Comeback. She's never not been nominated, I don't believe. And then we also have Quinta Brunson, except for Frank, who did not pick Quinta Brunson. Also, you know who else has always been nominated, who could be nominated this year, who probably won't be nominated this year, which makes me sad, is Jane Kaczmarek, has always been nominated for Malcolm in the Middle. And I was,
I love her. She's
yeah.
great.
Yeah. And never won. I thought she won for some reason, but she never won. Isn't that crazy?
Really? She doesn't have one for that show?
I think
Really?
she has like Golden Globes, but I don't think she has an Emmy.
Huh.
Yeah.
That's not right.
Yeah.
I kind of wish this is an instance where, depending on the amount of nominations or the amount of submissions determines the amount of nominations. I wish lead actor and actress was six instead of five. Sometimes it is six, but this year it's five. So I don't know. I'm not comfortable. I don't necessarily feel great about predicting Kristen Bell, considering everything that I said about the show. But I don't know. I should have picked Kate Hudson because I love Running Point.
And I think she could, like, I kind of picked Chase Infinity for the same reason of like, oh, we like you and you were around the circuit, because it also is just a like publicity tour and so many re so people have
Ah,
seen.
Bonobopalooza.
Also, Jane Kaczmarek was nominated 7 times and never won. And I
That's
actually, when I
crazy.
talked to her, she said she wants to be the Susan Lucci, I believe, of, or she wants to, or no, Angela Lansbury. She wants to keep going because Angela Lansbury also like has the longest record for no wins or something like
That's
that. Yeah.
crazy. Criminal, I say.
Okay. So we're kind of that last slot. I think we're kind of divided on Kristen Bell and maybe Ayo Edebiri, and maybe Kate Hudson. I don't know. Maybe it just will be Ayo, and it will just. We're probably overthinking it because people do like her. So,
They do. I'm actually a little surprised that nobody picked Jenna Ortega.
yeah, all I got to say.
Because a lot of people, I mean, people who love her, like really love her.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I was a little surprised that no one predicted her too, but oh
Yeah.
well.
Okay, we'll keep this moving. Supporting actor in a comedy series. I have Bowen Yang, but maybe that was stupid. You and I both have Coleman Domingo. You
Yep.
have Dan Pukitinski for The Comeback.
Shot in the dark.
I almost picked Eben Moss-Bachrach. Like, I almost think that might be the only nomination the Bear, like, I would love if that's like the only nomination the Bear gets, which would be weird because he's the most annoying character on the show. We all have Harrison Ford. We all have Michael Urie for shrinking, both for shrinking. After I said Nick Offerman's so great for in Margo's Got Money Troubles, I'm the only one who didn't pick him, even though he is great, but I just wasn't sure. I think you spooked me on that. Paul W. Downs for Hacks, we have him. Steven Root, you did not pick Steven Root for Widow's Bay. Why?
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 I think if I could totally see him getting in, he's been around forever. I think if people are going to struggle with, this is an overarching question, if people are going to struggle with the, is this a comedy or is this a drama? I think people of all the other characters on the show, and I'm sure he does have a lot of funny moments on it. I feel like if anybody comes in with that logic of thinking, oh, they want like a funnier performance, he doesn't strike me as somebody who is like I don't say traditionally funny in the part, but do you know what I mean? Like
Yeah, I
it's,
know what
I
you
don't know.
mean. That's a good reason. That's a good
I
reason.
think
I want to
he's
step
really great
up.
on the show, and he's so, I have the same problem with actually that's the argument that I almost didn't pick Nick Offerman. Like I
Yeah.
said Nick Offerman's character is very charming, but he's also he goes through some dark shit.
Yeah, he's not funny.
But I think that between the two men, not to pit the two straight white men against each other, but the
White on white crime.
I know, good God. I think they might go for Nick Offerman because a little bit more name recognition. This is something that I feel like this is something I think this more the Emmys than sort of any of the other races or the other sort of awards that are out there. Like, I think that, and I think they do this with the Oscars and stuff too, but I feel like a lot more with Emmys, I think people cast a really wide net in terms of how they vote. So I don't know. That's a long-winded explanation that no one asked for, but there we are.
And the last one we have is Tyler James Williams from Abbott Elementary. I picked him, so did Jalal, so did David. But do you think that like Abbott Elementary has fallen out of love with a little bit? It's so solid, but I just,
It is so solid.
do you think it's
Yeah.
just like people were like, oh, like,
I think we failed that show.
I think we
I
did
think, well,
too.
let me go back. Let me rephrase that. I think the Television Academy
Yes.
kind of failed that show.
Yeah.
That show should have won comedy series already.
Yeah.
It should have had it if fine, if people want to spread the wealth. I personally think that Abbott has been solid from the very beginning. It is sort of the one of the last, I mean, of the shows that are on this list. Of the traditional scripted 22-minute comedy series out there, it is sort of, it really bums me out that it is not being represented, the sort of network comedy thing.
Yeah.
I was like heartbroken last year when Tyler James Wilson missed. Williams, excuse me, Tyler James Williams missed. He's great. I've talked to him for the last like I think 3 years. He's wonderful. He should also have an Emmy by now. So he's another
Yeah.
person. I would actually say that of the men that I didn't pick, like I think Tyler James Williams has a better shot than Steven Root.
You
I don't
might be
know.
right. You might be right.
Right, I'm not trying to kick Steven Root, but
No, well, I also think that like even though it's not a traditionally comedic performance, he's done so many
oh,
traditionally comedic
totally,
performances
totally.
that that could like I also think they're not that fickle if they're giving Jeremy Allen White the best comedy actor like 2 years in a row, right? I think that's what it
Have you
was.
seen The Bear?
Even though
Ugh.
I still think it's kind of funny. It's kind of a funny show.
I completely disagree.
We still have to do our bear rewatch. Eek! We agreed to that. Death pact.
I hibernate instead?
That's just the kind of
Kill
joke
me.
that they would have on that show because it's not funny. I'm kidding.
No, and I would be screaming at them. You know how I came this close to screaming at you just now?
So we have for supporting actress in a comedy series, Ashley Padilla, Saturday Night
Yeah.
Live. You and Frank have that.
I love her.
Other ones she's great. Other ones we agreed on though. The consensus ones were Hannah Einbinder for Hacks, Janelle James for Abbott Elementary, Jessica Williams for Shrinking, Cato Flynn for Widow's Bay, which I saw a prominent outlet did not predict her, which I was shocked by. I put Liza Colon Zayas for The Bear, because I feel like people like I just feel like I guess I'm like approaching it as one, somebody's gonna get in for The Bear, and maybe it'll just be her. And I think that's what I ended up predicting. And I thought it would be funny and ironic that she was the one, like the last woman standing type of thing, because I think that's the only one I predicted for The Bear. Frank and Ben have Megan Stalter for Hacks. We all have Michelle Pfeiffer, and we almost all have Cheryl Lee Ralph, except for Frank, who does not have Cheryl Lee Ralph. But over, what was I going to say? I mean, it is Janelle James hasn't won anything, so it would be nice to see her
She
win.
won Critics' Choice
She did.
last this past Critics' Choice. I should know
Think she
this, but
did.
she another reason why I think I'm holding on to Abbott in a lot of places, and I won't take it out of some areas is because of I think a lot of people have wondered if either Janelle James or Cheryl Lee Ralph would drop out, and they both have been nominated both every year. Okay, yeah, Janelle James did win Critics' Choice this year. So I don't know. I think that's a strength for the show. It shows that people still love it. Still, I don't know. It just bums me out. I don't know. I'm just rambling, but.
So I guess like the consensus ones would be, so we have Hannah, Janelle James, Jessica, Cato Flynn, Michelle Pfeiffer, mostly Cheryl Lee Ralph. So that's six, right? It's six. Okay, and that's how many are in that category, right?
So wait, who do you have that's different? You have Liza that's different?
Oh, yes. Wait,
Okay.
it's seven.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah, seven.
So then I guess the next would be Liza would be the next. There's consensus ones.
I can see her, yeah.
Okay, maybe that's how we'll do this here on with the directing in a comedy series, because that's also all over the place. So our consensus picks here are Abbott Elementary, Hacks, Shrinking, and That's Our Time, The Bear, Bears,
Love bears.
The Comeback, The Ms. Pat Show, and Widow's Bay.
Yeah.
Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
I'm actually a little surprised that more people didn't pick the Ms. Pat Show because of that
I don't know what the
rule.
Ms. Pat Show is.
Well, it's been nominated for
And I
directing, I
knew it's been
think.
nominated for it. I
So I
probably should have
mean,
picked it.
it was Miss Pat, Patricia Williams. She creates it's on BET Plus.
Yes.
But there's the rule about
Oh,
the
about
multicam
me.
rule.
Yes, right. I guess I should have. You're
And
probably
I
right.
think out of the multicam, like it was nominated, let's see, 2020 it was Will and Grace got in. Be positive. It's all James Burrows stuff. James Burrows who recently died. Then it was Miss Pat, Miss Pat, Miss Pat, and then James Burrows was nominated last year for Mid-Century Modern.
You're probably right.
I wonder. Hold on.
Yeah. Okay, let's go into writing in a comedy series. So, looks like our consensus picks are Widow's Bay, Hacks, Shrinking, and That's Our Time. Sorry. Abbott Elementary and maybe Only Murders in the Building. And then the last one would
Pair.
probably be The Comeback. Or
Yeah.
Margo's Got Money Troubles is another one that's kind of. You and I picked. The only ones we differed on were Margo's Got Money Troubles, and I picked The Bear Worms. I don't know why I picked that for writing.
Well, I mean, it's gotten, I mean, The Bear is really solid in terms of writing and directing, if not wins, but nominations. I picked Margo's Got Money Troubles because the one episode that I indicated on the spreadsheet was directed by Derba Walsh, and she was nominated for Bad Sisters. She's been nominated for a bunch of things. That's the only reason why I picked her, because I looked at the ballot. I don't think The Bear, even if The Bear drops out of a lot of things, including comedy series, I think it could totally get in for directing and writing.
Yeah, I think
I
you're right
think I
too.
think I was on the wavelength of like leaving it in the dust, so that's probably on me. So if every nomination that it gets, everyone can laugh for a solid 10 minutes in my face. How about that?
Want this. Yes. Can I do that?
Sure. You
Planning for that.
would take advantage of that more than anyone else I've ever met. So.
I know I would. Anything. I just want to make sure we're like giving enough time here, but also like, I mean, I do think Abbott, Hacks, Widow's Bay, and I mean, but what if people don't like Widow's Bay? So I guess I would say Shrinking, Widow's Bay, and I think those last two slots would be either maybe The Bear. It's either The Bear, Only Murders, or Margo's Got Money Troubles, I guess. Something like
You know,
that.
I would have to look
Like
in
maybe The Comeback.
terms it to what?
Or maybe The Comeback.
Maybe The Comeback. I don't I'm very curious as to shows like on our spreadsheet, like when we were throwing out nominations, like I wonder like the shows that didn't have like episodes listed, those are basically like that's the only thing that's on the ballot. So like maybe I don't know what people would like if they have a bunch of things to pick from the same show. I'm not saying split the vote, but I mean, like, is it easier to pick something like Hacks only submitted one episode in
Right.
directing and writing. So I don't know if that helps. I think the same thing with Abbott, the same thing. Widow's Bay, I think only submitted the pilot
Yeah.
for both. Same thing with The Comeback. I think The Comeback only submitted one thing. So I would have to look at what disparity is, because clearly that doesn't matter because writing and directing usually have one show with multiple nominations. So this might be a moot point.
Okay, let's move into limited series. Are you ready for limited series?
Let's fucking go.
Looks like we all have a consensus here for the most part. It's Beef, DTF St. Louis, Half Man, Love Story, The Beast and Me. The one detractor is
David.
David. Yes. Wait, even though he didn't pick DTF St. Louis, so he picked All Her Fault, which actually isn't a bad pick.
No, it's not.
That could happen.
That's like that show did decent in the guild stuff, and it also is it's like a good trashy
Yeah.
show.
Are there ones that we're missing here that could break in? Like Monster, the Ed Gein story.
Oof,
Death by
girl.
Lightning is one that could get in.
Oof. The I wonder if like I don't think this I thought this a little more earlier in the season, but I kind of wish like Lord of the Flies could get in there.
Yes, that would be really nice. Or Black Rabbit. Are we missing that?
Yeah, Black Rabbit, or I don't think it's Imperfect Women. I think that's pretty solid for what is there.
I agree.
All right.
Okay, let's jump into TV movie then. God. Okay, let's just
Oh,
go with the consensus ones on this one.
TV
Well, I
movie.
think we can all agree Remarkably Bright Creatures, except for David, who did not agree with that. That's in. And then we have next would be People We Made on Vacation, which all of us have except Frank. Miss You, Love You, all of us have except Ben and David. Mike and Nick, and Nick and Alice, all of us except Jalal, Ben, and David have You, and I have that. And I guess what would that last one be? I picked Tom Clancy's Jack Ryan Ghost War. That's a lot of names in that. Tom Clancy's
Yeah.
Jack Ryan's Ghost War.
Ghost War. Yeah. Oh God.
You picked head of state, heads of state.
I have no idea.
I
This is like
don't remember what who's in it.
it's I think I didn't I think Heads of State is I think John Cena is in.
Okay.
Hold on, let's look. Heads of State.
I don't even know what pizza movie is.
It's a Hulu movie. That's all I need to
What's it
know.
about?
I don't know. Pizza? I don't. It's John Cena, Idris Elba, Priyanka Chopra, Jack Quaid, Carla Gugino. I'm back in. It is on Amazon Prime. I'm sorry, Prime Video. Stephen Root.
Ah, it all comes full circle.
It
I don't
does.
know why I picked Tom Clancy's Jack Ryan Ghost War.
Megan, this category makes no fucking sense.
That's true. I mean, we talk about this each year. What's Straw about? Never heard of it.
That's the Tyler Perry
Okay.
movie.
What's Deep Cover about? I'm just going to quiz you on all of these.
I don't know. I legitimately haven't. These are all sound like movies that are like in the background in poster cases of a fake movie.
It's all like Seinfeld movies or like
Yes. Okay, so deep cover
30 Rock
stars.
movies, pizza movie. Where's the
Deep cover.
pizza that's trying to get
So
home
get the fuck out of here.
to delivery?
So the last movie that I just mentioned that I forgot the name of, Heads of State,
Yes.
had Sarah Niles. Deep
Okay.
cover
Okay.
has Nick Mohammed.
Oh, interesting. The Ted
It has
Lasso. Yeah,
Bryce Dallas
interesting.
Howard, Orlando Bloom, Sonoya Mazzino, Sean Bean, and both of them star Patty Considine. Oh, how the people from In America Have Fallen.
And if two of you understood that reference on this podcast, congratulations.
You realize that every episode that we record, I feel like there is one listener who's always like, oh, God, and they like unsubscribe. That's
That's
what I
probably the
imagine
case. But I
happens
imagine them
every.
also coming back and being like, I resubscribe because I want to know what their predictions are and what their take is on Pizza Movie. Tell me if you could tell me what Pizza Movie's about, I will give you $10 if you do it accurately.
It's a stoner movie. I
I
think, hold
love
on.
those. Why didn't I watch this
I
then?
don't know. I love stoner movies too. But okay, so Pizza Movie
You look that
is.
up while I'm mo we're moving into lead actor in a limited series. We have
Oh,
the
God.
consensus picks are Jamie Bell for Half Man. Matthew Reese for The Beast and Me, Oscar Isaac for Beef. A lot of people picked Paul Anthony Kelly for Love Story. I did not pick him. You did not pick him either, which I think is interesting, and I would like to discuss that briefly. And then you and I also both picked Charlie Hunnam for the Monster, the Ed Gein story.
I think that's.
Yeah.
He got nominated for SAG. He got
Right.
nominated for a Golden Globe.
Yeah.
I'm really sorry to the people that liked that season. I really hated
Yeah.
it. It makes. I will say the nicest thing I can probably say about it is it makes some strong choices.
So then why did you not pick Paul Anthony Kelly? Because I'll tell you why I didn't pick him.
Tell me why.
Because he's a model. He looks like him. I
The
think he's good, a good first start, like a good first big part. But like, it just, he never convinced me past his looks that he was this character, I guess.
I mean, I would
And
probably argue to have a rebuttal to that. I think that's all that society put on him, so.
yes, you're probably right. And maybe he'll get in for that, but I just have a feeling people are going to be like, no, this is the Sarah Pigeon show. Which.
I think she as a character and sort of an actress, I think she kind of runs all over him.
Yeah, I think she does too. That's why
I
I.
think I think he's good in the show. I like him and I really still want to talk to him. Hey, Paul's people, will you email me back? That'd be great. I think especially if he, I still think that Love Story is still in the pole position to win, even if he does not get nominated.
I do too.
If he does get nominated, I think it
Really?
completely solidifies it.
Yeah. I agree.
I was really bummed that Patty Considine is not in Pizza Movie. But the plot, college roommates Jack and Montgomery face a difficult semester. Oh, this is a long introduction.
Wait, is
I
that a Stranger Thing?
no. Gat and
Jack
Matt Arezzo.
Matter.
Okay, listen, dear listeners, can I tell you the first time that Megan and I went to the Toronto International
They
Film
all know
Festival?
this story. They know the story, but go ahead.
The people that are new here don't want to go through the archives. I'm bumping the story up to the top. When we were leaving the Scotiabank Theater after seeing a movie together, I don't remember who it was that we saw him standing towards the top of the escalator. I think it was me, but it might have been you who we saw him and went,
It was
Stranger
Finn
Things, and
Wolfhard.
we ran. What?
It was Finn Wolfhard.
Yeah, it was Finn Wolfhard.
Yeah, and we both said Stranger Things. Like that was his name.
And I think we kind of ran
We did run. Yes, we did. We did
because we
run.
were near the top of the escalator and we're like, well, we're
Like
never going to get
Stranger
out of that.
Things. Like that was his name. But
And I feel like he definitely heard it.
he probably did, but he's probably used to it. He's probably used to it. Okay, high school students face an unexpected journey when they must navigate two flights of stairs to achieve their pizza delivery, turning a simple task into a surreal adventure. Okay. So I was kind of right.
You were kind of
It was about pizza.
that's true. Never mind.
Pizza trying to get delivered.
The
So it's like,
titular role of pizza.
yeah, pizza. Is that how lame we are now? Where, like, you know how they can't come up with new Scream titles? Like, they just call it Scream again and again. Are we just calling things Pizza Movie, Love Story,
Well, originally it
like
was just called pizza.
Beef? I'm just called Pizza. That was like the indie film. That was the Searchlight Project, Pizza.
Yeah,
Oh.
pizza.
And then there was the Focus Features one that was Zah.
Like,
Just Zah.
like, what's pizza about? Well, it's about the Great Depression. It's a metaphor. The Testament of pizza.
Oh my God. Okay, so let's go into lead actress
The truth
Olivia
is out. We drove Clarence away. He doesn't want to talk to us.
So we have Carey Mulligan for Beef, Claire Danes for The Beast in Me, Sarah Pigeon for Love Story. We all have all her Sarah Snook for All Her Fault, and then that last one, we're torn between Sally Field and Kerry Washington. I did not see Imperfect Women. I have not seen Remarkably Bright Creatures, but I think it's Sally Field. Like, come on. Come
Come on.
on.
Come on.
But it's also Kerry Washington. Come on.
Come on.
Come on.
Does Sally Field have an Emmy?
Oh, she should have every award there is.
She should. Oh, I love her so much. She
She probably has one for
does
Brothers and Sisters, right?
three.
Yeah.
Show wins only. Thank you.
Was I right for Brothers and Sisters?
She has one for Brothers and Sisters. She has one
Siblings?
for Outstanding Guest Actress in a Drama Series for ER. And she has Lead actress in a limited series for Sybil
Sybil.
from 1977.
So maybe it is Kerry Washington, because she doesn't. Does she have an Emmy? Kerry Washington. This is just the show. Does she have an Emmy?
I think
And
she has an Emmy for producing
then there's one Emmy Award. Yes.
live from a whatever the fuck.
Okay.
Show wins only.
So
Yeah.
that would be nice for her to get in.
I think it is criminal that she does not have an Emmy for acting.
It's insane. Like,
I just saw a clip on TikTok. I think Gen Z discovering Scandal, and there's an episode where parents convinced their teenage son to hook up with the president's teenage daughter in order to blackmail her. And you, it's one of those, I don't think you've ever watched Scandal, but Scandal is just, let's watch Kerry Washington monologue without Scotch brighting her amazing jackets. I'll have to find it for you. Where she's just like, you're despicable people, blah, 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 blah. You are having child pornography, blah, blah, blah. It's so good.
I
Every time I
think
see a clip of her in Scandal, I was like, should I watch Scandal again? And then I don't.
moving on to supporting
I'm
actor Emmy.
sorry. This is also a podcast called Let's See If I Can Knock Us Off Track.
Supporting actor in a limited series. We all agreed on Alessandro Nivola, Love Story, Charles Melton, Beef, David Harbour, DTF St. Louis, Jason Bateman, DTF St. Louis. And then we all have Richard Gadd for Half Man, and then the one we're torn between is Nick Offerman and Troy Kotsur for Black Rabbit. I feel like it's Nick Offerman. I feel like if he doesn't get in for Margot, or maybe he gets in for both. Like honestly, I feel like Black Rabbit has kind of lost its buzz.
I wonder how much of a dad show that is. I mean, let me go back.
True.
It is a dad show.
It's a dad show. Because that's the one with Jason Bateman and
Jude Law.
yes.
Netflix has a lot of limited series titles. They have Beef. They have The Beast in Me. They have TV movie with remarkably bright creatures. Death by Lightning. They have Lord of the Flies. They have a lot.
Is it too many?
I think it's a little too many because I don't. It's sometimes I wonder if I was a little worried when I was like, "What is the focus here?" I don't know. I assume the focus is Beef, because it's a returning winner and feels like the prestige.
Yeah.
Draw or the prestige entry here. But I feel like Black Rabbit's gonna get something.
So maybe it is Troy Kotsur.
Could be Troy. I don't know. Nick Offerman. I heard Death by Light. I haven't watched Death by Lightning
I've
yet, but I
heard
heard it.
people love it.
Yeah, I heard people
Yeah.
that love it, like love it. Like it, and
Yeah.
it's a short show. It's only like 4 or 5 episodes.
So maybe
I
would
don't
they
know.
knock somebody out potentially, else out potentially?
I don't think that it would they would knock out Richard
I don't
Gadd,
think they would either.
but I
And
could
I
see it
don't think
happening
David
because I
Harbour or
think
Jason Bateman.
I didn't realize that Jason Bateman and David Harbour were going supporting both
Yeah.
supporting. I think if they knock anybody out, they're gonna knock out Alessandro Nivola.
Yeah. I think you're
That's
probably.
not a super flashy
No. Even though
part.
he's very good.
He's very good.
Yeah.
I do wonder if I felt like Half Man, I don't know if you would agree with this, but I feel like Half Man was a little buzzier at the beginning.
I agree.
And I feel like I haven't heard anybody talk about the end of the show.
No.
And that show's a hard sit.
That's what you said. I haven't watched it because of that.
And I like it. I know me and Frank talk about it a bunch because we love the actors, and it's a little gay.
Yeah.
But it's like real like, oh, like Jason doesn't want to watch the rest of it because he's like, I don't want to, he's like, I don't want to spend time with those people. Like, okay.
That's something to think about.
Ponder.
Well, thankfully, they don't have any contenders for supporting actress in a limited series, I don't believe.
My God,
But
you're like segueing your ass off
I'm
here.
segueing my ass off.
Ugh.
Ben Morris made a good pick here for Brittany Snow and the Beast in Me, even though not necessarily for the Beast in Me, but I'm thinking of, we didn't mention the Hunting Wives, but which that was a phenomenon last fall. And I was wondering if that, did we miss out for not having that show up anywhere?
That show was, I feel like they really worked, and you can tell me if you agree with this, but I feel like I saw them being interviewed everywhere.
Yes.
Because you talked to, who did you talk to?
I didn't talk to anybody. I was supposed to.
Oh, okay. Well then. That's being run in
Well, they were supposed to talk. I didn't actually see them. I saw them more talk in the fall when that came out.
okay.
Yeah.
It's not on their, I'm looking right now, sorry. It is not on their FYC site.
Okay.
On Netflix's FYC site. So
Interesting.
I don't know if they're wondering if that's gonna
Retooling. Yeah.
muddy the waters and they just want it to be like a sort of sensation. I don't know.
Yeah. I didn't love the ending of that show. And I kind of don't, I mean, they're all great. They're all great, but it was like, I don't really need to see these characters anymore, that kind of thing. But yeah. So like in supporting actress, we also have our consensus ones, I think mostly are Kaylee Spaney for Beef, Constance Zimmer for Love Story, Grace Gummer for Love Story, Linda Cardellini for DTF St. Louis, Naomi Watts for Love Story, and Yao Yun Jung for Beef. I think I said that right. Okay. Those are our consensus ones. I do think Dakota Fanning could get in because wouldn't it be adorable to have her and Elle at the Emmys together? Really cute.
If she's gonna get nominated for Ripley, she can get nominated for All Her Fault.
Yeah, I know. You
Sorry.
and I both picked her. Yes.
Yeah.
Where did we differ? You picked Kaylee Spaney, which I didn't pick her. I haven't seen Beef, but I just thought they might go with the Oscar winner. I guess.
She's not in, not Kaylee Spaney. Yoo Jung Yoon is not, she's not in it that much.
Okay.
She's very, like, she's in it enough because she drives, she basically plays like, you know, a horrible, violent billionaire. Who controls everything. Not everything, but everything. Billionaire. I did. I'm a little surprised that I'm the only person who did not pick her. She's really good on that show, and it's great to see her in a part like this where she can sort of manipulate everybody. She's very, 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 very subtle in it. I think I just went with Kaylee Spaney. Just it's a little
Because they're
bigger.
the
She's.
leads, yeah.
And I don't, I feel, I almost feel kind of weird predicting the other three and not her.
Yeah.
So I
Do you
don't
think they'd all get in, though? Do you think they have to all get in?
I think so. I think I think I'm a little more in the, I don't want to say minority of loving the show, but I like season two more than season one.
I didn't love season one, actually, which is why I haven't watched season two, because
Okay.
I felt like it was, I love the first half and then it kind of got all messed up. And then I didn't love the ending. I don't know. I felt like it was a little too long for me.
In a weird, well, this season is two episodes shorter.
Okay.
It's only eight. I think you might, I don't know if how much you would like it as much as you would appreciate some of the stuff going on in it. I will say, I think I spoke to a couple of people who didn't like how it goes like really nuts at the end. And I feel like I kind of appreciate that they're doing that though, because this is the second season. No one gets cut in half, I
Yeah,
will
I was
say.
gonna say, nobody gets cut in half.
People die throughout the season. I won't say who or how, but I like the really grandiose absurdity more in this because I think I expected it a little bit. I think season two, my thoughts on season two in a weird way, I don't want to say made me dislike season one, but I just think season two is stronger.
That's interesting.
I don't know.
We'll see if the Academy feels that way too. You never know. Okay, directing in a limited series. I'm just going to go through the consensus ones.
Do it.
We have Beef, Oh, the Comfort, the Inexpressible Comfort episode. We have DTF St. Louis. We have Half Man. We have Love Story Battery Park and Love Story Pilot, the pilot. And that is, I think there's six in this category. So there's one more. So I think it's probably Beef, It Will Stay This Way and You Will Obey, or It's the Beast in Me.
Wait,
Or It's All Her Fault.
okay. You picked Black Rabbit. Oh, how did I not? Hold on.
After I just said about Black Rabbit.
I probably should have put Half Man in there. That's an oversight on my. Oh, I think the reason why I picked Imperfect Women because it's Leslie Linkletter.
Oh, that's a good pick.
Let's see. You have. So actually, let me ask you a question. For Love Story, I think for writing and directing, if I may jump ahead a little bit, for writing and directing, you predicted Battery Park. You did not pick the pilot.
I think that Battery Park is probably like the episode because it's kind of the turning point for them.
It is very writery. Like the fight, the.
Yeah. Whereas the pilot's just kind of like they
Here they
meet.
are.
Yeah.
I probably
But
should have switched. I probably
I
should have
think
picked.
Battery Park is the episode.
That's not a bad idea. I actually am a little, when I was going through the ballot, I was like, ooh, they picked too many things. Because I think the. It's different now that we've also been it, but I think that I think for either writing or directing, I think they had four episodes submitted. It's either four or three, and part of me was like, "Oh, we should tighten that up, make it two." But yeah, you're probably right. I think Battery Park is a really good episode. I think
That's
people that's an episode I think people are waiting for.
right.
Yeah.
Which actually, so let's go into the writing in a limited series. We all have Beef, DTF St. Louis, Half Man. So we're kind of all torn between Lord of the Flies, Love Story Battery Park, Love Story Pilot. And the Beast in Me, which we just discussed about the Love Story Battery Park. So you think you would probably change
Yeah.
too. So then it would probably be Battery Park. And then the last one would either be Lord of the Flies or the Beast in Me. I feel like it's Lord of the Flies because of them taking that original text.
And it's
Or do
written
you
by
think?
Jack. Yeah, I kind of regret not. I'm glad you and Jalal and David picked that. It's, I don't know. It's Jack Thorne. Jack Thorne wrote Adolescence.
Adolescence.
I think it would feel very weird to me. I guess you can tell me if you agree with this or not, but Lord of the Flies is obviously very different from Adolescence. Adolescence was modern, it grabbed onto people. It was very clear it was going to win a lot of stuff. It was nominated everywhere and it won everywhere. Lord of the Flies is an adaptation, it's a classic thing. I just think it's kind of a shame if it doesn't get nominated somewhere.
Yeah, I think so too. Yeah.
And that little kid, the little boy who plays Piggy, oh, I wish he was in more of the
I
conversation.
know.
Good kid.
Me too. Okay, let's go to writing in a variety series, which I wait, hold on. Or let's go to writing in a variety series, which I really fucked up. Because I'm the only one who didn't pick The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. And even though I picked The Daily Show because I watch The Daily Show all the time, I love Stephen Colbert, but I don't like The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, but I know he'll probably win because of the again, goodwill.
Why did something happen?
We all picked Last Week Tonight with John Oliver, Saturday Night Live, except Ben and David Phillips. So it'll probably be Last Week Tonight, Saturday Night Live, and Stephen Colbert, I think.
That's probably, yeah.
Reality competition. We're just gonna finish this out strong. I have Dancing with the Stars because I think that people still love that show and really watch it.
Give them an Emmy nomination just for letting us have GIFs of Robert Irwin ripping his shirt off.
How did I not put Survivor in, I guess, though? I put The Amazing Race, Traitors, The Voice, RuPaul's Drag Race. You put RuPaul's Drag Race, Survivor, The Amazing Race, The Traitors, The Voice. Because I feel like
Oh, I should have put Top Chef in there.
The Voice is always nominated, though.
This is the voice.
This is The Voice. I think so. Our consensus picks are RuPaul's Drag Race, Amazing Race, Traitors, Dancing with the Stars, and it's either The Voice or
Yeah, I'm a little
Survivor.
surprised not everyone picked The Voice.
Yeah, because that's always freaking
Yeah.
nominated. Okay, Variety Special Live. You and I picked the same ones. We have Tony Awards, Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve with Ryan Seacrest, Good Night and Good Luck on Broadway, the Apple Music Super Bowl, and the Oscars. Most all of us picked that. The only ones who were the outliers were Jalal and Frank, who picked the Grammy Awards
Yeah, they didn't
instead
pick
of
Dick
Dick
Clark.
Clark.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if we have
Does
anything on this.
I no. I wonder if I'm assuming George Clooney is a producer on
Oh,
Goodnight and
yeah.
Good Luck. I assume. How many
Yes.
Emmys does he have?
Oh, that's a good question. This
Any?
is welcome to once again, how many Emmys does he have? This is kind of like what
He
my
doesn't
parents.
have an Emmy.
Oh.
He has an honorary. He has the Bob Hope Humanitarian Award, which he won in 20. Wait, let me double check. In 2010, you
Oh,
get
so
to
this is
the.
his to lose.
I could be wrong. I this the Emmy Awards website. Fix your tabs. He was only nominated in just three nominations, one honor. He was only nominated twice for ER. And
Crazy.
then Hope for Haiti Now, he was an executive producer. And then that's crazy. Really? George Clooney.
Do better, Emmys. Do better. To
They're gonna be like, do better, George. Be more talented.
be more talented and handsome, George Clooney. Okay, we're finally at the end. Variety special pre-recorded. Here's the consensus ones. This is hard. Okay, we've got Dave
We're going
Chappelle.
out with a fart in a spacesuit. Here we
Dave Chappelle, The Unstoppable is one prediction. We've got Wicked, One Wonderful Night is the second consensus one. The Muppet Show is the third consensus one. Then we have Taylor Swift, The Eras Tour is number four. And then that
How did I not
fifth
pick that?
slot, it looks like we picked Wanda Sykes' Legacy. Is the fifth one.
I have to tell you, dear listeners.
Or Ricky Gervais' Mortality. That's
Yeah.
one or the other. Yeah.
Oh, God. Maybe Ricky Gervais and Dave Chappelle will just like the amount of I did not realize how many Comedy Hour specials were on that ballot.
I know.
I really hope Taylor Tomlinson gets nominated because I really want to talk to her. It was a lot. When I was going through, I had to like I was like stop putting things on this list. No, we're not going to have a consensus for anything, and I was right.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So
Well, that's
Megan, what
yes.
are you looking forward to with this year's Emmy nominations?
Oh, I really want to see Widow's Bay get a lot of love. That would be great. And I also would love to see The Chair Company. Those are the two. How about you?
I want Gilded Age to get something. I mean, we're all going to talk about this on a separate podcast episode, but I want main title design to be good.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. I hope everyone has fun.
That's such an Elmo response.
Well.
Okay, are you ready for our flash forward to the things we're anticipating most this week?
Am I? I think you should go first.
I think I should go first too, because I'm
Right.
excited that I'm going to see Joey this week. And yay!
I won't be home.
just be me, like Grandpa Simpson.
Hello.
So
Hello.
I'm excited to see him. What else? That's basically the main thing I'm really excited about. What about you?
I'm excited to see you too.
I was gonna say, I'm like, I'm excited to go watch.
I am excited to see I want to see some movies this week, like Gail Daughtry and the Celebrity Sex
Yes, I still need to see that too.
Pass is coming out here. The Invite finally comes here. I'm dying to see that. But the whole rest of the time, I'm just gonna be can I tell you, when I was running errands today, I was blasting Confessions 2,
Yes.
windows open, like so loud. Like, I know I was annoying somebody, and I don't care because Madonna has extended Pride Month all the live long days. And
This has
that's
got to be the gayest year for music. Like
so
Robin,
faggy.
Madonna, Carly Rae Jepsen has something coming out. What else? I'm missing one, that a big one. Oh, Jessie Ware has a new
Jessie
album out.
Ware.
It's amazing. Tove Lo or Tove Lo is coming. She's co has a new album coming out. It's just very gay. Just lots of like we're just feasting like
I actually am surprised that there's been so much gay music. Like, I would have assumed that a new Kylie Minogue album would have just like
well okay which
festered into reality.
she's supposed to duet on a song with Madonna.
I know.
And I wonder if it's going to be a remix. I was thinking it was going to be that
Oh
One Breath Away. Is that the one?
my God. I
That's what I
would
was
die. What's your
thinking.
favorite song on Confessions 2?
Wait, I liked the hold on. I gotta find it.
I love Dance. Is it Danceteria or
I like
Danceteria?
Danceteria a lot. That's like the new Vogue, I feel like.
Oh, I love it.
I liked One Step Away, and that's the one that I think that will be I could see that being the one that she would like remix with Kylie. Because she could just doing like being doing in the background.
I love that. I love the whole album. I listen to
Yeah.
it
And
all
it's
the time.
something that should be experienced all at once. Our Mikey, our fan and friend, said when I were talking about it, and he was like, it's a piece of art that should be all together. Like it's like you almost have to listen to it beginning to end. You don't think that?
No, I totally agree.
You
No,
went like
it's
this.
oh no, I'm just saying this is like, yeah,
Oh.
speak to it. I'm sorry, as the kids do.
What's that?
Never seen someone do this before?
No.
Okay, well, we'll have to have a
Isn't
whole
that a
discussion.
fingering for a trumpet?
Is that fingering for a trumpet?
For a woman? I don't know.
No.
I
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. Am I doing it right? No, it's like it feels like if you happen this doesn't happen because they don't play whole albums on the radio. But if they did play whole albums on the radio, if you stumble upon a song from Confessions 2, it doesn't matter if you're in a car or in a store, you have to stay where you are and listen to the whole thing.
I love that. I
Like
love
it
that.
should be that's it that should be the law.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. That's
Yeah.
always I always felt that way about American Pie, Don McLean. Like you have to stay in the car until the end of it.
Just
But then
like,
he had some bad legal troubles. I don't know if I feel that way anymore. Did he beat up somebody? I don't know. Send your letters, Don McLean, to make
the letters aren't even going to be mad about that. They're going to be like, you don't know what really happened. Uh-oh,
Look it
Belgium
up.
knocked out the United States.
What happened?
Belgium knocked out the United States.
Oh, I wish I cared. I'm sorry. I don't. I don't. Okay, on that note, let's get the hell out of here. Remember to subscribe to the Contending Pod, the Water Contending at the Water Cooler Podcast. Follow us on social media. We're going to be getting live reactions from the nominees on nomination day. Joey will be just behind the typewriter and I just picture papers flying.
It's sort of like that meme of the cat just typing, and it's
Yes,
that's
that's
me.
what like I
Or
pictured.
like
Yes.
Kermit the Frog, that's
Yes.
me as a typewriter.
Yeah. So yeah, remember to, and then we're gonna have a live reaction, or we're gonna have a reactions podcast. Probably, maybe. Well, it'll be after the nominees, so nominations come out. So, look for that too. And we will see how does Clarence close it out. We wish you a pleasant tomorrow. I screwed this up. I screwed this up royally.
We write for the
Yeah.
contending.
I'm Megan McLaughlin, co-founder of The Contending. This is Joey Moser, co-founder of The Contending, wishing you a very spectacular tomorrow.